Hi, my name is Helen Jatan. My company is called The Art of Preparation, located in Barrie, Ontario. Today's episode is about foyer curb appeal. So once a client or a potential buyer walks into your door, the first impression they get when they walk in is very important for you to focus on. So they've obviously entered the home. So assuming the curb appeal outside looked great, now they're in your foyer. So I'm not sure how big your foyer or foyer, however you want to pronounce it, is, but make sure it's clutter-free. Things like shoes, if you stack shoes up in the entrance, could be challenging if you don't have space. So maybe you have a closet nearby. Make sure to put all those shoes away in closets. So no one wants to walk in and trip over shoes. Same thing with the flooring. So make sure that that's in good condition and very clean. As well, you want to make sure that it's very open and spacious. So not to give the impression that the home is too small, or talk to your home stager when you have a consultation. They can give you some advice as to maybe a better layout. So maybe you might have a bench or a chair, a bench or a chair that when you come in, you can sit down and put your shoes on and off, or boots, depending on where you live. But here we have snow, so our boots usually are big and clunky, and that's certainly something you don't want people to see. So a bench, or if you have a bit of a wall, you can add like a console table or maybe some hooks and things like that for sweaters if you don't have a closet. But you want to keep that to a minimum. And what you're showing basically is not your old ratty sweat top or work jacket. You might want to put something that's stylish there. So keeping colors in mind as well. So if you have a certain theme in your home, like accent colors of blue, you might want to hang a blue sweater there just to, if you have a hook on the wall or something like that. So you want to keep it consistent. The lighting as well is important. Lighting is very important in a home. Doesn't matter if it's the entrance or it's the back or the bedroom. People tend to not have enough lighting, and when people are shopping, it's important to make sure that you have some good lighting. As well, you can talk about the kind of lighting, so meaning warm bulbs versus cool bulbs. The trend today is, you know, cool or LED lights, and that there are many LED lights that are warm, and I always find warm a lot more inviting than cool bulbs. Cool bulbs make me kind of think of, I don't know, an office or industrial place or something. So it's a lot more warm and inviting for people to have that kind of yellow light. Just make sure that it's bright enough. So check all the bulbs, especially in the entrance, and make sure that if you have like a fan or anything, that's all dusted and everything, that looks good and all looks like in good order. Okay. So anyways, thanks for listening to this podcast on entryways or foyers. Please listen to the next ones to come.